Rightio, welcome to Ever Black Podcast, guys. Great to have you here. We're here with Wage War. So, how's your Knotfest been so far?
It's been good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, final day. We're ready to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ready to like absolutely melt some faces. Yeah.
Good crowds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, you guys have been around for nearly 15 years now. Firstly, starting as Empires. How have you seen the genre of metalcore evolve in that time?
That's a good question. It's definitely not how like I used to see it. Like, you know, bands like Asley Dying, you know, Killswitch and things like that. It was like, I feel like it was more about the riffs, and now it's more like, how heavy can my breakdown be? But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anything to add to that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's cool to, you know, see where the genre's gone in, like, both ends of the spectrum, like, certainly in the heavy way, but also more in the melodic way. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, in a way, metalcore is extreme as it's ever been, or metalcore is as extreme as it's ever been, but it's also more accessible than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I feel like it's really almost the biggest it's ever been right now, which is cool to see.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's great
but
to see.
That has come with changes and growing pains, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. So the new single, Magnetic, just dropped this week.
Yeah.
That film clip is just phenomenal. I love it, man. How much input do you guys get into the creative process of the film clip, or do you just let the director just, you know, run it as they see fit?
I came up with like the concept, like, and then our director Ori, he kind of just looks at my concept and just kind of takes it from there. So yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So we're at Knotfest, obviously. Uh-huh. You guys have played some pretty killer festivals in the past. Mm-hmm. How does something of this scale compare to something the likes of, like, Warped Tour?
I think it's better than Warped Tour, to be honest. But.
Can we say that? Yeah, we can say that. Yeah, this has been an absolutely amazing experience. And this is, like, I think this is year two of this festival, right?
Yeah. In Australia, yeah.
They're doing such a killer job.
Yeah.
This absolutely keeps up with festivals that have been around for 20 years.
Yeah, the double stage thing's great.
Yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere. You just watch. You
know? Every band gets a great slot, whether you're playing at midnight or noon or whatever. It's like, you don't have to worry about people having to go back and forth. It's just right here. It's a great setup.
Yeah.
Well taken care of as well.
No breaks.
No.
Yep.
It's just
let them cook.
Straight out of one, straight into the next.
Yep.
Yep. 100%. Keep the motion going. Keep it solid. So what was your initial reaction when you first got asked to join the Aussie Knotfest lineup?
I was excited. The flight's really long, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much
the hardest part.
The only reason that we ever, like, have kickback is once we're here, we're like, we're never leaving. Like, we love the people. We love the shows. We love the environment and everything. It's just that's a really brutal travel day because we're all from the opposite side of the U.S. So, like, before you even get on the big boy, it's like 5 or 6 hours just to get to L.A. Or in this point, we did a little jump in Hawaii this time to split it up. But it's just a really brutal travel day, or a couple, I guess. But we do love it here. So
awesome, man. Now, you guys get home to the U.S. You don't really get much downtime. And you're doing Sick New World in April. Is there, like, that's such a hefty lineup. Is there a band on that lineup that you guys just, like, that's a bucket list band for you guys to see or share the stage
it's
with?
Like half of them.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to half of that stuff, like, when I was a kid, so I'm excited to watch, like, it was like 15 or 20 bands. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I would say, like, we saw Korn in, like, 2021 just absolutely melted our world. Like, we watched them from front of house, and it was like the craziest mix I've ever heard. Like, I literally feel like I had my hair blown back.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see them. And then on, like, the newer front, Sleep Token's there, which, you know, I haven't got to see them live yet. So I'm excited to see them.
You're in for an experience.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the whole thing in its right place for sure.
Yeah, nice. So you guys are no stranger to the Aussie metal scene as well, having supported Parkway Drive and having Polaris on, like, your bill as well.
Yeah.
How do you find the Aussies compared to, like, the bands around the world? Is it a little bit more crazy with the Aussies? They get a bit more loose?
Y'all are always in a good mood.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, great.
It's like a ray of sunshine every day.
Yeah, we like to keep it chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super chill. I mean, we've been fortunate to tour with North Lane, Amity, Alpha Wolf. We've done quite a few. Polaris was really special. They, you know, it was a special time for us on the tour that we had, and then they brought us back over here right before the pandemic. And we've just grown really close with those guys, and they've been so sweet, and it's so cool to see our bands kind of, like, coming up at the same time. And it's just been they've been, like, a really cool like brother band, if you will, of just like good dudes that, you know, we're all just kind of in the, on the same spot, just climbing the ladder, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nice. So, so I'm going to throw this one out there. The Stripped Sessions.
Yeah.
What a concept. Like, metalcore acoustic. Is this something that you feel that other metalcore bands should have a crack at?
I mean, maybe. A lot of those songs are, like, how we started, like, creating that song. A lot of... Was it... Did we start Gravity, like, on acoustic?
Yeah, Gravity and Johnny Cash were both started on acoustic. I feel like it's just fun for us to do something different.
Yeah.
And it adds another dynamic to, like, our live show. Like, when we headline, we usually will play an acoustic song, which, like, three songs before that is Death Roll, which has, like, 39 squealies in it and, like... the heaviest breakdown we have. And so it's kind of like, I love the, like, the balance of, like, what our band can do. And we've, like, taken it pretty far on the heavy spectrum. And so I like that we take it pretty far on that spectrum too. I just like, I want Wage War to just keep evolving and, like, never doing the same thing and always trying to do different stuff, whether it's in the heavy realm with, like, Manic doing, like, the, you know, trap stuff, or if it's acoustic stuff, you know what I mean? I just want to keep like pushing the envelope however we can.
Fuck yeah, man. That's amazing. So what artists inspired the Wage War sound? Because you guys touch on a lot of genres.
So many.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, like, when I heard Shadows Are Security by As I Lay Dying, like, my world changed. Like, hearing, like, melodic riffs with, like, melodies over it, and then, like, the brutality of, like, the rest of the songs. Like, that was a big one for me.
Yeah, like Slipknot, Lamb of God, All That Remains, like all those just heavy hitters in the early 2000s were what kind of turned my head. I'm like, ooh, I like this.
Yeah, so. took it the metal into the mainstream a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I was always into Metallica and Slayer, but like first time hearing like Slipknot, Lamb of God, when those their first records came out, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like as we get older, our tastes get older too. Like when I go to listen to heavy music, like I feel like me and Brent specifically are like constantly moving backwards into like... Pantera records, Metallica records, you know, we're like even like older Lamb of God stuff. Like I feel like our sense of heavy music that we draw from now is like we go older now.
Yeah,
because so, like it still holds up.
Their breakdowns are like heavier and like drop D, and now like we're all the way down to what F and A and stuff now. Yeah.
So, any future collaborations for you guys?
I don't know.
I don't think anything that we're speaking on yet, but we're always open and looking for that thing. I think whenever we do collaborate, we want it to be really special and something unique.
Yeah.
So just looking for that opportunity.
Yeah, nice. So what is next for Wage War?
We're in the States.
Yep.
In a couple of weeks with Nothing More, Veil Maya, Sleep Theory.
Mm-hmm.
We just put out a new song. So we're kind of letting that ride for a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of just gearing up for whatever might be next.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great to have you guys here with us today at Everblack.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Knotfest.
Yeah.
That sounded great.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Enjoy your day, guys. Alrighty.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.